listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Well, this hour has included conversations about crime and suspects, situations that have gripped our country, particularly over the past week. Now, though, in a completely different story, you're going to hear my conversation with some inmates from Solano State Prison in California. They are learning how to produce and broadcast radio stories, the first of which started airing in September on the NPR member station KALW. They call this project Uncuffed. I talked with Anutin Pangtong, his nickname is Choi, and Damon Cook. They both worked as inmate producers, and the lead producer for the project is KALW reporter and editor Eli Wertschafter. So here's Eli explaining the project.
Yeah, this program is called Uncuffed. It's a name that the guys in the program came up with. And to them, it's about the feeling of freedom that comes from being able to tell their own stories. And that even though they are behind bars, that their stories and the stories of the people they live with can be liberated.
This project is somewhat under the umbrella of the bigger radio program effort that I think started at San Quentin. Can you give it some context, Eli?
That's right. So KALW producers and reporters have been going to San Quentin since 2013. And out of that San Quentin radio project, some of the reporters and producers there went on to create Ear Hustle, a very popular national broadcast.
Right.
I got involved for this new program we're doing at Solano State Prison, which is in Vacaville. We started teaching in April and had our first stories on the air in September.
And they handle all the aspects, the recording, the researching, the actual interviewing, sometimes the editing.
That's right. Yeah. So we come in to edit their work, which they've already started editing. So they're learning every stage of the process, and they're able to do every stage of the process inside.
Choi, your story in radio actually starts in that San Quentin program, correct?
Yeah, so I was in San Quentin from 2012 all the way up until April of earlier this year. And for the better part of the last year, I was involved with the San Quentin radio program there. And it was just an opportunity that, you know, especially inside of a prison doing radio shows. Like, what other prison do that, right? Well, obviously, Solano now. But, you know, at the time, it was no other prisons doing that. And so I just thought it was a great opportunity, and I just wanted in.
Would you share with me a little bit of your personal story?
When I was 15, I committed a first-degree murder, and I was tried as an adult and received a 25 years to life sentence. August of 2017, I appeared before the pro board, and yeah, I was blessed to be found suitable for parole.
How has it been, Choi, now these number of months to be living outside in, I guess, what you would call the rest of the world?
I'm very humbled by my freedom now, and, you know, and I don't take none of this for granted, definitely. You know, being able to be amongst friends and family. And what I want to do is change that narrative, right? Like how, you know, folks who are formerly incarcerated or even incarcerated, that we are redeemable, we are redemptive, right? Like we can do things other than commit crimes, you know, and I think that's what my goal is today.
We have a clip of a piece produced by Choi Pangtong. And this piece is titled Losing Your Language in Prison.
Imagine if you forgot how to speak the language you learned as a child, a language that gave you an identity, a language that says, hey, you belong here, you're one of us. How will your sense of self be impacted? San Quentin Radio's Anutin Pangtong sits down with an incarcerated man as he shares his story.
Tên của tôi là David Bơm Lê. Năm nay tôi 33 tuổi. Tôi ở trong tù cũng hơn 10 năm rồi. My name is David Lê. I'm 33 years old and I've been incarcerated for about over 10 years. My ethnic background is Vietnamese American. Vietnamese as a language is part of who I am. And I can't take away or do without it, you know, because I'll be losing a piece of myself.
That was produced by Choi Peng Tong. He's a former reporter for San Quentin Radio. And Choi, I call you a former reporter, but are you doing anything with the skills that you learned in radio now that you are out and paroled?
So I've recently applied to a design school. I'm really, you know, into doing web design. And when I'm designing for a project, when I'm designing a website, I need to know what it is I'm designing for. And so I have to do the research. And as a reporter, I have to do research on, you know, the person's background. I have to do research on the topic that I'm, you know, reporting on or I'm investigating, right? And so it's like, you know, I take some of those skills that I've learned, you know, while I'm inside, and definitely I've applied, you know, those same skills out here.
I understand we now have Damon Cook on the phone with us. Hi, Damon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You are calling us from Solano State Prison. Will you tell me about the radio work and why it was something that you wanted to learn and still do?
Yes, ma'am. I think that the radio work was actually a wonderful opportunity for me to develop a marketable skill set and possibly become an engineer when I got out.
So Choi shared with us his history. Would you share a little bit of your story, Damon?
I have so much. It's vast. I've been in prison for about 25, a little over 27 years now. And, you know, I saw myself grow and develop over the years. Choi and I happened to be friends, and we spent a lot of time in San Quentin together, and we were part of several programs. And so this thing has just seemed to have morphed into something that I really am passionate about, telling people's stories and doing it the right way.
We're going to hear a clip, Damon, from one of your pieces. And this is titled Being Black, Jewish, and Incarcerated.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaSharet, Malachi Elyon. What's it like to be a man of color practicing Judaism?
I don't think I'm practicing. Matter of fact, I know I'm not practicing. My mother was Jewish, and she raised us to be Jewish, you know, within the knowledge that she had, and that Judaism was who we were, you know. It wasn't something that I fell into. You know, my mother did the best she could, and there's no fault, there's no blame laid at her doorstep. You know, may she rest in peace. Or my sister, they did what they could for what they knew, you know. Two women of color, you know, trying to make it as best they could. We weren't really accepted very well at the synagogue that we went to, and that affected my mother.
Damon, that's a conversation that you had with your friend Luke Padgett. Tell me about the stories you want to record. What's important in, as you say, changing the narrative?
I think what's important for me personally is I'd like to tell stories, real stories, the right way. And I think the stories that I'm drawn to or attracted to are cultural significant stories. There's such layers in the American fabric, and basically we're all human and we all have pains and we go through different things. And I just felt like if I could be the one to tell a story that could encapsulate what many people may be doing. So I guess I just wanted to tell stories for the voiceless.
I've been talking with Damon Cook and Choi Peng Tong. We're talking about their work in producing prison radio stories under a project that's called Uncuffed. And this work happens through NPR member station KALW. And then in turn, that station's work in prisons is supported by a grant from the California Arts Council and funding from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Eli, how have you coached or encouraged people like Choi and Damon to kind of reach in and be real and be raw and trust that?
You know, I think it's mostly a matter of uncovering a skill that we all innately have, and just that we hide and we mask in certain ways. So I think it's just about saying that it's actually okay on the radio to use the most honest version of yourself that is already there. If I may, Damon's come a long way from having I think he had a bit of a, you know, radio host persona for the very first time he got on the mic. And he has a beautiful voice. He sounded good that way, but he didn't quite sound like Damon.
I would say that's pretty accurate. In my mind, I grew up listening to the radio, and I thought a radio personality or a news anchor sounded a certain way. So I tried to sound as professional as I can, but Eli pointed out to me, that's really not you. And so they worked very hard at just trying to get me to have a natural rhythm to my voice and not try to sound like I'm sounding radio, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't want you to necessarily return to a bad habit, but as a little kid growing up, imagining being on radio, can you tell me and share with me what you thought that voice was? What was
this
that?
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
It definitely wasn't that voice. I guess, you know, just listening to like Casey Kasem growing up, Top 40, things like that.
What are people saying to you about the work that you're doing?
Actually, it's been phenomenal, and I couldn't have imagined that a group of seven men could come together 7 months ago, be talked by wonderful producers, Eli and Jessica and Andrew and Hannah. They come in and they really listen to what we want to do, and they give us the reins. They really turned it over to us and said, hey, you guys tell the story the way you want to tell it.
Damon, you've had a lot of years in prison, and I guess you moved from San Quentin to where you are now, which is Solano. What's ahead for you? What's possible?
Well, the sky's the limit, I guess. I'm up for parole in about 7 weeks. And for me, the realization that I've been given an opportunity to utilize a skill set and then actually transition into society and use that skill set for good and help my community, that's what's on the horizon for me. That's what I see in terms of the future. I'm driven for that.
I'll explain that you are on a call that's limited to 15 minutes, and we're hearing the recordings pop in. At any point, we might lose you. But Damon, before we do, can you tell me what you hear from other inmates about being asked to tell a story?
Well, you would think there would be some trepidation with the men, but in actuality, it's almost like they're saying thank you in a way that when we say, hey, man, I know you have a story, so I'd like you to tell that story to me. And to see their eyes light up when they say, really? You really want me to tell a story? And I'm going to be on the radio, and the prison is going to authorize it? That's just beyond belief to most of these men that I've encountered in here. I just think that this thing is opening up humanity in a way that 10 years ago, I would have never thought possible in CDCR. And I want to thank them for just allowing me to have this conversation with you, because this would have never happened early on in my prison stint.
Well, Damon, I really appreciate that we've been able to talk with you. I wish you great success, and I'm really curious to know if you end up in that engineer's job or even on the air doing something that was wrapped up in your dreams as a little kid.
I think I am going to do that. So, and I will check back with you. I'll make sure Eli checks back with you, and we'll follow up. I know you consider...
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Real quick, I know you consider these conversations like a dance, so I'm looking forward to you and I doing a Viennese waltz when we get out.
Great success, and congratulations. Thank you, Damon.
Thank you so much. Hey, you guys, take care.
Right, Damon,
appreciate
see you
it.
Soon.
Love you, Troy.
I love you, man. Be smooth, bro. Keep your head up.
All right. Yes, sir.
Troy, you have some terrific music and editing in some of your pieces. Is that an aspect you really enjoy? And what part is your favorite?
You know, it's not just the sound engineering, but like basically my favorite is the interviewing process, the interviewing part. You know, getting space for individuals to share their stories, right? You know, and be real with it. You know, something that, you know, some of these stories, like, guys have never shared before, right? And this is the first time they've ever shared anything. And so here it is, like, they have this space to share and to just get some stuff off their chest, something that, you know, whatever, it could be a burden that they've held on for so many years. And, you know, and I think that's one of the things what Eli talked about is, you know, the authenticity, right? Because, you know, you let somebody share, they're going to be real. And it's cathartic and healing to be able to talk about, you know, our stories and our experiences. And so being able to have a space for guys to do so, you know, it benefits everybody, right? Not just you know the person is sharing the story, but also the people who are listening as well, because they may be going through the same issues and problems, and to hear from somebody else is like saying to them they're not alone in this.
That was Choi Peng Tong. You also heard Damon Cook. They both worked as inmate radio producers. And their lead producer, KALW reporter and editor Eli Wertschafter, talked with us as well. The project is Uncuffed. It's at Solano State Prison. We posted a link to the reports. You can find it at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.